On the current Supreme Court, former Chief Justice Annette Ziegler announced this week she will not seek re-election, opening another seat on the High Court for the spring election of 2027. Last week, we reported on exploratory mining happening again in northern Wisconsin. The company Greenlight Metals is looking for gold and copper and other minerals in Taylor County after the repeal in 2017 of Wisconsin's old mining law. Wisconsin's Prove It First Law, otherwise known as the mining moratorium, was passed in 1997 and required mining companies to demonstrate where anyone had safely operated a metallic sulfide mine for at least 10 years, and also where a mine had been safely closed for 10 years. The mining company and environmental groups disagree on whether that standard could be proven if it was still in place today. In 2017, Republicans in the legislature, led by then State Senator Tom Tiffany, eliminated those provisions. As part of our continuing series examining the biggest issues in the race for governor, here and now senior political reporter Zach Schultz asked the candidates about mining.
Greenlight Metals, the Wisconsin chapter of the Sierra Club, and the Friends of the Yellow River are well aware control of the legislature and governor's office could flip this fall, meaning the regulations governing mining in Wisconsin could be up for debate. We asked the leading candidates for governor what they thought about mining in Wisconsin and if they would seek to change the current regulations.
You know, I think that we've seen decades of ignoring people's rights when it comes to some of that land, whether it's our tribal nations in the state, and also ignoring the environmental impact on some of our areas. Natural resources in Wisconsin are the basis of our economy. We have to protect them while at the same time we have to use them responsibly. We have to make sure that our mining laws are in tune with current mindset around how we protect people's rights in the land and protecting the environment, with making sure that we keep using the resources in a responsible way.
There has to be community buy-in and community input for people who have, you know, made their homes in an area, you know, 20, 30 years, passed down generation to generation. I think that folks should have some input on what happens in their backyard. And all I'm saying is have the conversation. That's the important part. When we have those times where mining may come up in a part of the state, yeah, we'll talk to the community. Like, let's talk it out, because only thing that happens is more resentment if that conversation doesn't happen.
I am staunchly opposed to the type of mining as well as drilling. When it comes to Line 5, I have been vocal about my opposition there. I think the dangers that this is presenting to communities who have already seen services be cut, their schools closing, I think that having these types of harmful groups coming in to impact local environments and the quality of life, it's really unfortunate. And I think it's very important that we look at how to hold these corporations accountable.
What I think we need to do is to make sure we have a really good environmental assessment for permitting for those mines, and to make sure that we are talking with the local communities. If tribal nations are involved, we are having those open conversations with them and making sure that we're not having the environmental impact that would be negative for Wisconsin.
I think one of the most important things that we have in Wisconsin, a differentiator that we have in Wisconsin versus other places around the country, is the natural beauty, the ability that we have to go out and enjoy Wisconsin. And that's not a partisan issue. That's not an ideological issue. That's a vision that we share for the state. And so as we think about anything that would do any potential harm to the state of Wisconsin, I think we need to be very cautious about that. I think there are issues around economic development that I think we need to try to find that right balance. And if it's time to revisit that issue or it's time to have that conversation, I'd be all for it.
I thought we did a good job of writing the last mining bill for two reasons. One is we made sure that we had the toughest mining law in the United States. so that we are going to protect the environment. We also provided for local control. I think it's really important for locals to be able to have input in regards to these projects. But this is something, I mean, we've got a long, great history. I mean, we have a miner on our flag, right? And we have a long, proud history of mining here in Wisconsin.
Well, it's about working with the local municipalities, working with the groups and the stakeholders that are on the ground and making sure that the work group that we can put together are giving us the best information possible to make the best decisions that's going to have a huge impact, that can have a huge impact on the environment, as well as a new industry here in the state of Wisconsin. And so you have to take that on a case-by-case basis and really working with all the stakeholders to make sure that we're making the best decision possible.
I think the current law has worked well for us. I want to see mining companies prove first, before they open up a hillside and pollute our water, that they're going to be able to extract things in a safe way that is consistent with our natural resources management and our environmental goals.
Reporting from Madison, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.